Hey everybody, Jay Schlansky here from the Fifth Trooper Network. I just want to take a moment to thank you for checking out this show. Did you know that over at thefifthtrooper.com we have tons of other content, including blogs, other podcasts, all kinds of stuff. In addition, if you want access to exclusive content, you can join us on patreon.com/thefifthtrooper and join at any level and you'll get access to exclusive blog articles, access to our private Discord, and much more. So please check us out and thank you so much for all your support.
Welcome to the Fifth Trooper Podcast.
Hello and welcome back to the Fifth Trooper Podcast. My name's Jay Schlansky and joining me this week and always is Tim the Toolman Hannon.
Heidi ho there. I know this is the other guy.
That's Al.
Don't come at me. I know.
Okay. You're doing all right. Oh no, Heidi Ho, there's the Wilson, the neighbor.
It's Wilson, yes, yeah, it's Wilson. Yeah.
The guy that you could only see his eyes over the fence.
Exactly. Yeah. Listen, that was always my goal in life, is to be the wise neighbor across the fence, giving sage-like life advice that either really applies or really doesn't. So.
You know, I was on Disney Plus, they've got Dinosaurs. Remember that TV show? I was thinking about watching that again. That was a staple from when I was younger as well.
I love that show, but don't forget how sad the ending is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
God, that ending is probably one of the most depressing endings in TV history.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, especially in sitcom history, because really it was a sitcom.
Yeah.
That, just like, we all, spoiler, they're dinosaurs. They don't do great. We all die. That's it. But it's not just like we all die. It's like the baby, like, what's going to happen to us? Like,
It'll be fine. Yeah.
Yes, it'll be fine.
Everything will be fine.
Ron Howard, like Arrested Development style, comes on. It wasn't.
Yeah. So, hey, we're here. It's the week before Christmas and all through the house. The Fifth Trooper is here and we're going to talk about snail tanks.
We're snurring, snarling. I was trying to combine snailing and stirring at the same time. Didn't work.
I think last week we did some, it was a quick episode, and we, you know, we did some list building with the Gav tank, and then we did some list building with the Saber tank, the other tank.
Yep. The other tank. One of the only tanks, you know, of course.
Yeah, and so, you know, we thought it would be a cool idea to kind of like, hey, just pick a unit. We're going to pick heavies for a while because I love heavies and Tim likes them as well. And so, you know, we thought it would be cool and we'll just talk about it, build list, build, talk about play style. We'll try to get us through as many as we can before we change our minds and lose interest in this topic.
Keep you on your Legion toes so you never know what we're going to talk about. Well, and I think too, just as a side note, I think heavies are great to have on the table because they really draw interest. Like they're really, I mean, they're a cool unit. Like no matter what it is, you can take your pick of pretty much any heavy, even the bus. It's just a big rectangle, but it's still cool to look at.
Listen, I don't remember if it was this or when I was on Scoundrel still, but I think maybe next week we could talk about the bus because I still have much love for the bus. And I think it's like the snail tank, completely underutilized right now.
Agreed. I think most heavies right now are pretty underutilized.
And I would say, despite what Kyle and the Scoundrels would tell you, there isn't as much impact out in the world as they'd like you to believe right now.
I think it's two some. Things. I would say, I think there are those people that bring a lot of impact. However, I don't think there are as many of those folks as it is alluded to. Now, I'm not saying they shouldn't. I'm not saying it's a bad idea.
Right.
But I'm saying in real life, in practice, I don't think that happens as much as people think.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you got a lot of critical and natural crits but the impact meta that was supposed to come because of Tempest and Dark Troopers.
It came a little bit for Dark Troopers, but then it also kind of petered out once Dark Troopers got adjusted. Yeah,
right.
Which I know a lot of people talk about when Dark Troopers got adjusted, if it was enough. I hardly see them around. I mean, I still see them occasionally, you know, it's not like you never see them, but like they're still around.
This is my problem. I think that I have in general with people who want changes after they find something broken.
Yeah.
Unless it's like an amount of time where that thing is dominating, i.e. Blizzard Force, we don't really need to. I think the meta washes it out after a few cycles of releases.
I agree. I think we have enough. I think it was a different conversation years ago when the game was still new and we didn't have that many things that could cycle through.
Yeah.
And so you're just going to see a lot of the same thing. But I think now there's so many units, and obviously we're getting more all right. the time. You know,
yep.
Geonosians around the corner. What's faces really kind of around the corner. Inquisitors, we don't know when, but soon. Anyway, I think there's enough new stuff that any quote unquote meta, it changes around enough, and it really just varies place to place, man. Yep. So I think, and this has been my advice for years, and I still maintain it, get good with what you want to get good at, and then take that and do as well as you can with it. And unless it's just like a horrible, horrible list, you probably be all right.
I agree. Yeah, I've from the beginning, 5 years, 5 years I've been doing this. And from the beginning, and I still say it to this day, you've heard me say it a million times, I think the pilot is just as important as the list, if not yes. more important.
I would,
and I
within
and
I, within reason, I'd say more important, actually.
Yeah, I agree. With that.
Again, don't take an army full of Gungans when they come out, you know, and like, okay, but
maybe depends on how good they are.
Unless they're decent. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But like, I mean, look at last year's Worlds Finals.
I know.
Those were not meta lists. They were
just
really, really good pilots.
I was there, Jay. I saw it happen. very true. Very true.
But yeah,
speaking of pilots.
Yeah. Let's, let me share my screen, Tim. And please. This is for everyone at home. Let me make sure I get the right thing.
So as you're pulling that up, so we're going to be talking. We couldn't quite decide which one we want to talk about, but we're going to talk about the snail tank in this particular time.
There we go. I wanted F11, not F12.
But yeah, snail tank, which Jay and I were talking about before the show, highly, in our opinion, highly underutilized.
Yeah.
And it's just, I think the AAT gets all the attention, and we could always talk about the AAT at another time or with it a little bit, but really the snail tank, it's just a cool unit, man. Like, people forget that it has baked in ion.
Yep.
It's got surge hit, like surge defense, like the fact that you can get nimble on it. People who doubt that, I feel like, have never played it with the defense protocols, because when you play it with that, it's so frustrating for your opponent to be like, okay, I got three hits through. You go, okay, yep. I'm surging on white defense dice. I'm going to spend a dodge. I can dodge crits. So I'm going to spend a dodge. I get my dodge right back. I roll two. Maybe I take one. And you just had to roll like a whole boat to get that one. Congrats. Yep. I still have 10 health left.
Yeah, I mean, all the tech that comes with it is the tech you wish you had on an AT-ST.
Ooh, true.
Right?
True. Yeah.
So let's just take a look at the card real quick. Okay, so for those of you that don't remember, 145 points we've got to deal with. We've got armor, we've got arsenal 2. We do have that program, so we're gonna have to put an upgrade card on it. Mm-hmm. We have reposition, nasty, love reposition, and we could talk about this a little more. I played a lot with the Gav tanks with that reposition, and you want to talk about something where you come in and you could, like, there's a classic example. I believe it was Luke Cook that I played, and he was, I want to say he was playing Pelp and Bosk at the time. This was a long time ago, and sure. He had put his army, because I had an AT-ST and a Gav tank, and he had put his army behind this like line of sight blocking rock, and to the right of that rock, from my point of view, his left, my right, was another like line of sight movement blocking thing, right? And this was before you could just move over terrain. This was when you had to climb a clamber. So he was trying to come through this little corridor, And I basically just moved my tank in there and repositioned it. And so he had to kill the tank if he wanted to get out of there. And then I was just shooting things with the AT-ST over it, because cover was different back then too. And so you know, so reposition is great for so many different reasons. I love reposition. We have transport one open. So you know, we can transport friendly trooper unit one friendly trooper unit, and it's open.
And they can shoot out of it.
Yep, and they can shoot out of it and also get shot in it, but true. That's okay.
And heavy cover.
Yeah. Weak point one sides seems like a big deal. Isn't.
It's not.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
it's
you
impact one.
You've got your ion cannons at range two with a rainbow, red, black, and white. You got impact one, ion one. It is fixed front, but that's fine. You've got your heavy repeating blasters. They're range four. You got a red, two black, two white, critical one. That's a great dice pool.
Yeah.
Your white defense dice, 11 health, 7 resilience to your breaking point. You've got surge on offense and defense. Surge to hit, surge to block. You can put a comms, and you can put a missile on
missile.
It.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, and I think to the fixed front part, with that reposition, fixed front is like, it's fine. It's not irrelevant, but it's it's fine. It's all good. It also helps, reposition also helps with your, you know, your weak point. So if you really are worried about that weak point, you can spin around. It's all right. No worries.
There, in all the times I've played the Gav tank and the few times I've played the snail droid, I love that, by the way, in the list builder, he just called it the snail droid. in all the times that I've played both of those very similar units, the dice pool is very similar, like a lot of similarities on these. I can think of maybe one or two times where it's like, ah, man, fixed front's the worst. But like, it's not, it's rare.
Well, and here's the other thing too, that should be pointed out for, and it's a little bit different, you know, depending on which heavy you're looking at, but both of those weapons are range one.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we see heavies and heavier weapons just in general, whether it's on a heavy or on a different unit, a lot of the heavier weapons are range two to four or something like that. So the fact that you can throw, really, once you get to range two without any missiles or anything, which normally you're going to bring missiles, which we'll talk about in a second. But even if you have no missiles, as soon as you get to range two, which is really easy with that big base.
Yeah.
You're throwing a whole boat surging hit with impact one, critical one, ion one. Like, I think it's well equipped for anything. And that's even not even thinking about the transport side of it.
Well, and I would argue, and we're going to get to this a little bit later when we start doing the list building, but the way I build out this tank and the way we're going to, one of the ways I'm going to build it out today, is it's very much my whole purpose for these is to put something on it and to drive it in your lines. Like that's my whole purpose. So they're going to get to range two. I'm going to make it happen. Right. And there's not going to be a lot you can do to stop it. You know, so all right, let's just talk through some of the other cards, I think, Tim, and then we could start building lists.
Oh, yeah. While you're pulling that up too, not for nothing, with that long base, especially if you're running two of them, you don't hate bombing run. Like bombing run with that long base, that's
so good.
You're there. You are there so fast. And it's nuts. And with 11 health, there's really not a whole lot that your opponent can do to stop it.
Nothing. So let's take a look. So we've got the protocols that you have to take. We have to take one. Okay.
Yep.
So we're going to look at, so first one up is attack protocols. So you have AI aim. So if you don't have an order token, face up order token, you have to aim. And you have precise two. That's really good. That's precise two is so good.
It is. It's very good. We normally see that on the spider, but I mean, I think with this big die pool, again, especially if you're throwing a missile or something in there, you don't hate that. You don't hate being able to reroll two of them, sit back. That's, to me, if I'm running my snail as a attack platform and not as a transport, then I'm fine with an attack protocol. So that's fine. That works out.
All right. So then the next one, defense. Oh, God. Defense protocols.
My baby.
AI dodge. So if you don't have a face-up or a token, you're taking a dodge. You gain nimble. So basically, after defending, if you spent the dodge, you're getting it back. And you have outmaneuver. You can dodge crits. So this, I think, we'll go through the next one too. In my humble opinion, and I think Tim's in agreement with this, this is the one you take. I don't think there's ever a question with these.
I think it depends on how you're running the tank, but agreed. If you're using it for transport, I think this is great.
I feel like it's got a snail on it. The artwork is a snail tank. if you're running a CIS list and you want a tank that's putting output out, this isn't the one that you're running.
Agreed.
This is a transport, get behind the lines mission.
Agreed.
With all these. So the so now what you're doing, and if you remember what we were just talking about at the top of the cast, is that yes, we're seeing impact. Don't get me wrong, we're seeing it, but we're not seeing as much as you would think. We're seeing more critical, which now, if you're running this, oh, you've got outmaneuver, and you're gonna have dodges.
And that matter, and I know some people might be thinking, because the order of operations sometimes gets a little shuffled in there when you're playing. That's probably one of the most common questions I hear come up is, especially like on local nights or whatever, with newer players are playing, is, you know, when do dodges come into play and cover and such things like that. So dodges would happen before impact normally, right? And so if they roll all crits, or if they have critical or blah, 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 there are plenty of times where you don't get to use your dodge if you don't have outmaneuver. Yep. And so you go, okay, well, I have a dodge, but I can't use it because I don't have this. And so outmaneuver really just makes it so you kind of can get almost not lazy, but you don't have to care.
Right.
You're just like, I don't care. If there's a crit there, I'm canceling it. Doesn't matter where it comes into play. Just boom. Got a dodge, burn it. Done.
Yeah.
Which is great.
We'll go through the next one just because we have to, but.
I think this one's worth talking about though.
All right.
For a transport.
So the other two were 3 points each. This one is 5, and it's called Engagement Protocols. Now, this one lets you attack or move when you have a face-up order token. So basically, unless you have a face-up order token. So basically, you're getting what you were going to do anyways, most likely.
Yes.
And so this allows you not to give orders to your tanks. I would argue, depending on what you're doing and how you're running your army, all of them are going to do that, because I think if you're going to move your tank into the lines, you're probably going to give it an order for your double move. And once you get up there and you're getting close, then you're going to want that dodge out of it right off the get-go anyway. So you know.
That's fair. Again, I think it just depends on what you're doing with your list.
Yep.
And how you're doing it. I do get this on a transport when you want your transport to go. If the rest of your list doesn't have a way to issue appropriate orders, then I can see this being the thing you want to do. Because then you say, like, I don't care. Like you said, I'm going to do what I want to do, and it's fine. Which is also probably why it's 2 more points, because it's, again, a little bit more carefree of saying, like, I don't need an order. I don't care.
Right.
Attack or move are your two big ones you're going to do as a transport snail anyway. So it doesn't matter. I think it's either engagement or defense. And I think, for the most part, I agree with you. It's normally going to be defense protocols.
So we're going to go through some missiles here. Bunker busters. These are great. Range 1 to 2, a black, 3 white. You got to tap it. Blast, so it ignores cover. That's big right now because of how cover rules are. It has cycle. Cycle's great. So, you know, at the end of the activation, if you didn't use the card, you ready it, right? Which is great. So if you don't have an action to spend to ready, you know, this is like a one time, I got to get through this cover and add this to my dice pool. Fixed front, and it has scatter. So if you perform the attack against a small base trooper, you place each of the defending non-leader minis in cohesion. So you could put them out of cover, potentially.
You can put them out of cover. You can throw them forward so that whatever is in your snail can shoot them.
Right.
As soon as it gets out. Or if you want, depending on what you're carrying, if it's a melee user or a melee person of some sort, they can get out and your first disembark cannot be into melee.
Yeah.
But as soon as you get done with your disembark, your next action can be starting a melee. So I think Bunker Buster, and again, remember, we just talked about how easy it is to get to range 2 with the snail.
Yep.
The dipole is not great, But that's okay. Blast kind of makes up for some of that, and your other die pool is great, so it's all right. It makes up for it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the next one, armor piercing shells, range 2 to 3, red to black. You have to tap it. It has cycle as well. Fixed front again. And then this one is impact 3. So, if you're concerned about, I don't know, if you're in like a heavy meta,
I was gonna say a thick, heavy meta.
This may be where you want to go, but again, this is
Yes.
10 points. It has impact 3. At range 3, you'll have impact 4 because of your other weapon. So that's not bad. Not bad at all.
At range 2, you would have impact
Or
4.
range, no, you'd have it at 3 because your range 1 to 4.
It's
Oh, right.
critical.
Oh, that's right.
Critical,
It's the
yeah.
other weapon that has impact. That's
But critical is kind of like impact.
kind
I
of
mean,
like
at
impact.
some with that die pool, you're gonna roll a surge. So you're gonna add a surge in there almost certainly. So you're fine.
And then finally, this is the high energy shells that actually go with the tank and the pitcher. But
AAT, yes.
yeah, range 2 to 4, 2 red to white taps, critical 1, cycle, high velocity. Now, if I guess if you're using the snail tank, as Tim has suggested before, as more of an attacking tank, you're probably going to go with these. They're very good. High velocity is
Right.
great to get around dodge pools, especially if you're facing clones or rebels or anything.
Yeah. Anything with
Ice,
dodges.
yeah. Like
Yeah.
this is a great weapon to have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's
I
8 points,
it's
the
8 points.
cheapest.
I wish bunker busters were cheaper. I don't like that they're 12. I wish they were a little bit
It
cheaper.
does seem like an odd,
With that die pool is so bad.
And
Again, I get blast, but I just
it's an odd, well, and I think it's because it does so much. Like it does the scatter too, which is a lot,
yeah.
but
I'm fine with. I think it should go down to 10, but
yeah,
yes.
agreed. All right, so let's go through your comms relay, comms channel. So first one, command control array. Who cares? You will literally never use this.
Nope, never in my life have I
You
ever even considered that. So
not
there you
even
go.
talk about
Next.
it.
Yeah, next.
Now comms jammer, 5 points now. Super interesting with this.
Yeah.
But this particular, especially the way I play it, and if you're diving this into lines so that you can get whatever's on it out, you're most
Yeah.
likely not going to have jammer.
Right.
It's not bad to have. I could see a game with that because, you're going to jam it into your enemy's lines, and then you at range 1 you're jamming everything, and that's a large range because of the oblong base, right? So
I was gonna say you're gonna roll in, you're gonna displace everyone when you go in there,
yeah.
and then just disrupt. So that's really if you're going for your disruption kind of gameplay.
So I mean, I could see, and this is where you would really do it, right?
Yeah.
Is if the first turn you're giving them the order, the tanks the order. Your move into the lines. You basically you wait till the last. If you're giving them orders, they're going to be your last units to go. You move into enemy lines. And then you want to jam everyone around them because you're not going to give them orders the next turn, and you're going to want to pull the orders out of a bag to get your dodge and then be able to shoot or something. You know what I mean? Or so I could see a world where you would want to use comms jammers. So this is definitely a take, and maybe we'll build some lists with those on there just to
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah.
I don't see you using comms relay.
Not in this list, not with
Yeah.
droids, not with not, yeah, no, no.
So comms relay just lets, if you get issued an order, you can move it to somebody else range 1 to 2 away. I could see,
Transponder.
yeah, I could see maybe if you're trying to like, okay, here's the argument for transponder is if you are using it for primarily an attack tank and not as a transport tank, and you want some
Yeah.
aims or a dodge or something to like support what you're doing, maybe, but I don't know.
Yeah, I could see if it was more than one time use, yeah, but I
Yeah.
think in this list I or in a list with a snail, I don't see
You're
it.
avoiding it mostly.
Yeah.
Same with HQ Uplink. I think
It's not doing anything for
it's
you.
too expensive. It's not really
Yeah.
moving the needle for you because you're in droids anyway, so ideally you're going to have some pretty good order control outside of this, so it just doesn't make any sense.
And even if you didn't, you probably have made your list to where AI doesn't matter for you. So
Yeah,
who
right.
cares? For your snail, at least.
Exactly. Like you're probably utilizing it one way or
Yeah.
another. Hacked comms unit. Maybe I again,
I
this
think.
is this goes with comms jammer, right? It's kind of
Yep.
like, I don't know, if that's what you're doing and you for whatever reason have an idea where you're running this behind enemy lines and you want to get an order, you know, if anybody
Sure.
else gets an order, yeah, I could see this.
I could see it. I think, and again, we can talk about this in a minute, but I think this is what goes on maybe the unit that's inside of your snail
Yeah,
tank,
potentially. Yeah.
depending on what you're running and how you're running it. But yeah.
Yeah, next one, link targeting array. Yeah, I mean,
That's what you
again.
bring if this is your weapon platform,
Yep.
which again, you probably bring an AAT at that point, but it is cheaper than an AAT. So if you're looking for points, it is an option.
Yep.
So yeah, this is what you bring if yours is your platform.
Right. And you guys have all heard me talk about how I run ATSTs. So if I was going to run this as an attack platform, it would. Yeah, link targeting array would be stapled onto this, just because you're always getting the aim, because you're all for most of your turns, you're giving orders to the tanks because they're your centerpiece. And so you want them to have aims. It gives them that action economy, you know, and really helps them out because you know, Tim and I have talked about this before, is that anytime you get those little green tokens,
It's
you're
so
ahead.
good.
You're so far ahead of any
Man.
other unit.
Yeah.
Because you're not spending your precious actions to get those tokens. So link targeting array, fine choice if you're going to make these attack
It's a classic.
helicopters. Yeah.
Always a classic.
Long range comms link, I don't think you put it on this. There's never a time. I mean, maybe if you're being, here's the problem. If you're being aggressive enough that you're out of range from your commander to give it orders, you're not doing
Yeah. What are you doing?
you're
What's
doing some
happening?
yeah you're doing something
Yeah.
different, right?
Yeah.
That you wouldn't have long range comms link. You would either have jammer or comms
Right.
channel or something else on it.
Or you have hacked. You have hacked at that point. If you're gonna run it that far away, then bring hacked, so then you're gonna get your orders that way. So it's yeah, there's no reason to bring this. No.
And
This
then
is the one.
our final onboard comms channel. Yeah, this is great, right? So
Yeah.
when the tank gets issued an order, whatever it's carrying, get transports gets issued an order. This is a great card, and it's 3 points.
Yeah. It's unless you're bringing Black Sun, that's probably what you're going to bring. If you're transporting anything and it's not Black Sun, because you want them to still get their independent, then you're going to probably bring onboard comms.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I think the next thing I'd like to talk about, Tim,
Yes.
since you brought up Black Suns, is let's talk about if we're going to transport, what are our candidates to transport? And we don't need to go through everyone's cards. We can just
Of course. Yeah.
briefly overview. I think, like you said, number one, maybe number two, but what in the top? The top two Black Sun Enforcers.
Yes, agreed. The Black Sun are up there. I do think, and I don't know, I'm assuming your number, what's your number one? We're going to jump for a second. Sorry, but I'm curious. What's your number one? Okay, good. Good. That should be
Magna
Magna Guard.
Guard.
Yes. Okay, good.
For
Good, good,
our
good,
listening audience, he was asking me what my number one is, and in the list builder, I went right to Magna Guard.
good. Right. Because people will say, because back in the day,
Yeah.
this is true, B2s in a snail were great. And they were. Listen, they were phenomenal. They were great. It was a good time. It was a really fun time. It was very scary to face it. Okay. Here's the problem. Black Sun does everything that B2 does, but better.
Yep.
just better on like just about every level. I know they're not two health, but you have red defense dice and you have sir. It's almost better on just about every level, other than being one health versus two health.
Yeah. I
And
mean, the
it's
only they
oh.
fall down on the points, right? So
Sure.
if you're trying to build a more full list, I guess you're going to want to go Black Suns. And it is all going to depend on the build out, right? And we're going to go through some options with that. But yeah, I
Yeah.
think if you're transporting, it's Black Suns. I mean, I don't even think B2s are even in the mix.
I wish they were, because I think B2s are one of my favorite units in the
Dude.
game as far as like their coolness
Yeah,
factor.
don't get me wrong. I painted six of units of those. Like I have 6 units of B1s paint B2s, I'm sorry, B2s painted.
Yeah. Well, and again, you talk about what brings people to a table. That's like
Yeah.
they're cool to look at. They're really neat. I can't. I just bring a Black Sun,
Right,
man.
right.
I'm sorry. I'm just bringing the Black Sun.
But yeah, so those are really your transport, your main transport candidates.
Yeah.
I think there's a world where Cad Bane, maybe Asajj, like I think there's some cool interactions with those two that I could see.
I've seen Cad Bane done before.
Yep.
I've seen Asajj. The problem with putting Asajj in there in particular is that, remember, it's open transport, not closed.
Right.
And so she can get shot, and she is a glass cannon. She's
Yeah,
great
yeah, yeah.
in doing what she does. But normally, I would put her in there if the map does not have enough line of sight blockers for
Yeah,
it.
that's
And so
fair.
if I know that she's not going to have like a good access path to the enemy, then we're going to throw her in the tank and get her there. One way or another, she's getting to the
Yeah,
enemy.
yeah.
But it does kind of open her up for attacks a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And same with even Maul, or people sometimes want to put Dooku in there.
Yeah.
Again, you're opening yourself up to getting shot,
Yeah.
man. Ugh.
Maybe. I don't think so. I mean, they're unfortunately, I think one of those units that needs some love is Grievous. And if he could get a little bit more, I think putting him in the tank and just driving him up and letting him do his craziness, but he's just not, he's just
I think
so
he's
fragile.
he is, but he's also 8 health.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think if you're gonna put a saber user, I don't want to say force user because he's not a force user,
Yeah.
but if you're gonna put a saber user in your snail tank, I think it's actually Grievous.
Yeah.
Because he's probably got the best chance of surviving. Asajj being a close second, but again, my concern is her getting
Yeah.
killed while still in the tank. She never
I
even
mean,
gets to leave.
I think there's an interesting list where you have Grievous and you take two tanks. Well, let's build it up. I
Yeah,
think
please,
let me
please.
let while I'm thinking this out. Okay, so
Yeah, think it out, bro.
go ahead. So I would give it dodge. I
So
might,
defense protocols.
for right now, I might skip the extra weapon because I don't really need it
Agreed.
at this
It's
point.
nice, but it's also, if you're doing Bunga Busters, that's 12 points. That's not
Right.
cheap. So,
And I'm going to put on board comms channel. That's where I'm going to start, right? And I might come back
cool.
and take some of this off. I'm going
Sure.
to make two of those, okay?
Yep.
I'm going to put in Grievous. I'm going to give him his Annihilator. I'm not going to add anything else on. This is how I build this, by the way, everybody. I like put the
Yeah.
minimum things that I know I want on them, and then
Yep.
I'll go back if I have points to fill and fill out the rest.
That's
And
a
I
great
know,
way. You put on the mandatory minimum,
yeah. And
basically.
I know I
Yeah.
want to do Magna Guard.
Yep.
Okay. Now the question is, with the way I would do this list, is I'm probably because of points, I'm probably going to go with just an extra Magna Guard and not one of the special weapon right now, just as I'm standing right
Okay.
now. Okay.
Okay,
Because I'm
carry on.
already at 546.
Yep.
Okay. So I'm going to fill in some B1s just to see where I'm at. So this is how when I build lists, right? I know what my features are going to be. So I have my snail droid, two snail droids with defense protocols, onboard comm channels as my feature B A, and then I have Grievous on one and the Magna Guards on the other as my feature B. Okay.
Yeah.
So and I have to have three core units. And then I start looking at my points from there. So we have 140 points left at this point.
I would argue that B1s being B1s,
okay.
I think just about any CIS list has to have four B1s, not three. I know there.
Sure.
I know you were legally required to have three.
Yep.
I think it, mentally, your minimum should probably be four.
Okay, that's fine.
Because they're going to die.
But we have, you know, I always start at my minimum. And
yes,
then,
yes,
and you're,
of course.
You're
yes.
Absolutely right. I'm not even arguing that. I just added the fourth one. So yep, now we're at 698. So I have roughly 102 points.
And you're 8x for those that weren't keeping track at home.
And we're at 8x. Yeah. So really, with the way the pass system works today, I'm actually okay at 8x. I'd like to be at 9.
Yeah.
And we could see if we can make that happen. But what I'm going to do first is before I go to add my extra act, which is probably going to be another B1, I'm going to take a look at my Magna Guard and Grievous and see what they need in order to do, because the whole plan is getting them on these tanks and driving them into enemy lines and just having them do some wild shit, right?
Yep.
And so I think the Magna Guard, this is where a comms jammer might come into play. I like comms jammers on Magna Guards. I really do.
No, I think that's fair. I prefer hacked.
Okay.
Because I
also have comms channels, onboard comms channels. So they're probably going to have an order already.
True.
So let's do jammer for now. It's 5 points either way, right? So
yeah, it's 5 points. Yeah.
All right. So we got jammer.
Okay.
What else? Grievous is going to get in there. What is
he needs a training. He's got. His problem is he only has one training. He really needs multiple trainings.
Yeah.
I think I'm curious what your thoughts are here, Jay, because I have many. Because I think there's many options for what you could bring.
My initial gut reaction to this, and based on how I'm playing, is tenacity, because I think he's going to get wounded on the way in. I just think it's an inevitability. And so I'll take that extra red die on him.
Sure.
So then, you know what I mean? I think my secondary choice would probably be offensive push.
Okay.
To get him an aim. Where are you at?
Here's what I almost always... It's always between these two choices for me.
Okay.
And I hate that this is how my brain works. This is what it is. Up close and personal. Because he has relentless with his pistol, so he can get dodges. That's a good way for him to survive.
Yep.
Especially in that tank, he's shooting from range two from that tank. Okay, like up close and personal, solid. It's 8 points, a little expensive. Or, and this is my almost paranoia, I guess you could say, whatever. But it's worked that well for me in the past. Endurance, because he's only courage two.
Okay. So
if he gets shot twice and he doesn't clear that, you're not going to be able to do what you want to do with him.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think my argument with that is just way with the new panic rules. If he's not running away, I'm really not as concerned about it anymore, because I think by the time he's that suppressed, he's going to be so buried. In this iteration of this list, right? And in my mind, my goal is literally by turn, at minimum, turn two.
Yeah.
Beginning of turn two, I'm in your lines with everything.
Oh, yeah. No, for
right?
Sure.
If not turn one. And so at that point, I'm so buried that I don't think I'm okay.
I think that's fair. And I think where I'm coming from with that is from the old panic rules.
That's what
I used to do with old panic rules, because him going away was such a bad thing.
Right.
So with that, you're absolutely right, and that slipped my mind. So I guess with that being the case, I would really go for probably up close most of the time.
Okay.
Just to get him those dodges.
Yeah. All right, I'll tell you what. Yeah. Just for you, I'll do up close.
Well, and it's also probably the most expensive training you're going to put on him. So if this works, you can always change it and get those points back and use them somewhere else.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. So now... this is how my mind works, everyone. So now I'm getting close to my points, okay? I'm 89 away from my points. What I generally do when I'm building a list, when I get this close to my points, before I start making any other hard decisions, because all my decisions moving forward now are going to be tough point-wise, okay? What I do is I actually do my command hand and all my objectives now. Because
Interesting.
where I'm at right now, and maybe I'm crazy, right? But
No, I'm intrigued.
this is how my head works.
Okay.
Is I'm at a point where I feel roughly I've roughed in my list, and I feel like everything, if I just went out today with this list as is without adding anything else on it, I feel like it'll do what I've wanting it to do out of my head, right? And everything else that I'm adding on to it is just kind of bonuses at this point. So
Yeah.
my thought is I need to know what my command hand is, and I need to know what my battle deck is. Then that'll help inform the rest of my choices, as
Yeah.
far as where to spend my points. And so it may be
Okay.
nuts, but that's how I roll.
No, I can see the logic there. Yeah.
So this list absolutely gets trained in your Jedi arts.
Yeah. If you're bringing Grievous, you're bringing that one pin.
Like there's no,
Yeah.
there's no question.
No.
So the next one comes, I think you definitely, I think you want mechanized incursion.
Yep.
Okay.
Agreed.
Because what's going to happen here is I'm going to Grievous, ideally, you're in the mix. Grievous is out of the tank at this point. You give the tank the order, the tank gives an order to Grievous.
No. Oh, if he's out of the tank, I see what you're saying. Yes.
If he's
Sorry.
out of the
Yep.
tank,
Yep,
right?
yep, yep. I got you. I'm picking up. Yep.
Or if or if he's still in the tank, or in the and the Magna Guard are out of the tank now,
Right,
and you
right,
give it
right,
to the
right.
tank that's near the Magna Guard. Like there's some
Yeah,
options
yeah.
there, and they're all droid troopers. So
Yeah.
you just right,
Other than Grievous, yeah.
Grievous
Grievous
is.
isn't a, he's not a droid trooper.
Oh well, then that wouldn't work at all, would
So
it?
you wouldn't, yeah, you can't give him
We got to
the
go
order from the
backwards.
thing.
Why? He isn't. Oh damn, I thought he
He's just a
was.
trooper. Yeah,
That's right. That's
he's
right.
more man than machine.
I think I'd keep that
I
still.
think you still keep it. I think you still
Sorry,
keep it.
everybody. And please don't comment about how I was wrong about that, because we corrected it
That's what this process is
live.
for. This is what we talk it through, and it's all right. It's what it's here for.
All right. Yeah, I do. Obviously, everyone, I don't play Grievous that much. I think I played him once when he came out, and that was the last
He's
time.
fun. He's so fun.
Okay, so I don't think.
I was gonna say, what do you do here? What's your two pips?
I think you do push,
I think that's true. I think you do push.
and I think you do
Hey.
orbital strike.
No, you will never be able to trigger that.
True. Well, unless you do it round one.
No. Look at, you don't have any field commanders and you don't have any droid commanders.
Right.
It's a droid trooper,
Oh, right.
or it's a commander droid trooper or a field commander. So you'll never get to call down an orbital strike. So you might as well do. The only thing I could see is it gets an order to a tank because it's a heavy
Yeah.
order. But at that point, just bring aggression or
Okay, yeah.
bring, or sorry, you can't do that because it's a mercenary unit. Ignore that. Duh. Just bring Supreme Commander.
All right, so then I think you bring Supreme Commander, and then what you would do is you give the order to Grievous and maybe the IG.
Yeah.
Good. All right, so here we go. I think you.
It's, we'll come back to that, but that's a maybe, but okay. Come back to it.
Definitely do crush them. Surge tokens, good.
If you ever get them, but yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think you do assault.
See, here's what I would say. I think get rid of crush them because that triggers so rarely in this game. And I think you do assault and Roger Roger. Because Roger will always trigger with droid troopers.
But here's the problem. Here's
What's
my
that?
problem with that. I'm doing the classic Mike Barry, where I'm not reading the text, I'm reading the what it does,
The
the units
pips.
it gives orders to,
Yeah.
and the pips. And so the way we're configuring this list, I don't want to be stuck just doing droid troopers because I want to be able to give
Okay.
the tanks orders.
Okay.
You know what I
That's fine.
mean?
No, I absolutely hear that. I don't think you're far off for that. I think again, I'd still prefer Rush
Because
Rider, but
so
yeah.
with this one, crush them, right? You give it to Grievous. You give it to the other tank that has the Magna Guard. It gives it to the Magna Guard, and then you give it to one of the battle droids, and then it gives it to all of them. And then you have your tank in your bag, so you have perfect order control.
Sure.
And then I don't even care about the surge tokens. That's just my like that'll just be nice if it happens.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think this is where my issue is, and it's primarily only because, really because of a CIS list with the way you're doing it, is because I need to know, are you going to put AHQ uplink on one of those battle droids?
I don't know. We're going to get to that, right? We're not
Okay,
there yet.
okay. Well, because so that's what makes me go back to the
Right.
Supreme Commander
But
conversation.
and we can come in and out of that, right? And then go
Yeah,
back and be like, oh yeah, we
for
did.
sure.
And then, but because, okay, because really, if you look at the droid troopers, right? Based on how you're running this army, roughly, one of those orders is just going to be a waste. Because you'll give it to the Magna Guard. You'll give it to a battle droid. Ideally, it's going to go down the chain, and now you have a third wasted order that you can't give to anybody.
I think that's fair. I don't think you're wrong.
So yeah, anyways, assault.
Yeah.
Assault. All right. So
Assault.
let's take a
Yes.
look at the objectives real quick. Breakthrough is yes, because that's the whole point of
Boom.
this list.
Done. Yep. Breakthrough.
Intercept, no. Intercept is a hard no. And that's because it's troopers. And so
Ah.
two of your things are tanks. You
Yeah.
can argue
Okay.
it and I'll
I can see where you're coming from with that.
well,
Okay,
because
carry on. Carry on.
key positions,
That's
yes.
yes. Yes.
Recover, no.
No.
Just because you really only have two units that are going to be any good at recover, at least holding them and getting to them. I could see arguments for like, well, Jay, you can move the tank up, have one recover, and then get out of there. Not on the tank, but just get out of there. And you're like, eh,
Right.
it's not going to work the way you think it's going to work. Trust me.
Right. It sounds good in theory, but yeah.
Sabotage? No. Hostage exchange? No. Bombing run? Yes.
Yes.
Payload, yes.
Yes.
So there's your four.
I think that's fair.
All right. Deployments. Ideally, you want to be able to get to your opponent's deployment rather quickly.
Yeah.
Advanced positions, you don't really want because you have to, and here's why. Here's why. It
No, I see
would
it. Oh, yeah.
be fine with your list, right? And it would work with this list, but you don't want to give clones any forward movement for free,
Yep.
for them to get within range three of you to start
Yeah.
lighting you up immediately, right? So
That's fair.
I just don't
Yeah.
even I'm just like or if you got a rebel list that's got a couple FD turrets, right? You don't want to give them
Yeah, God.
that
Ugh.
movement with their impact. You like there's a lot of
Ugh.
things you don't want to give the space to get closer to you. So
Yeah.
advanced positions for me for this list is not ideal. Battle
Fair.
lines, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like that's one that you're doing.
Yeah.
Disarray is a maybe. It depends on what I think of the other
Options.
options and deployments. But yeah,
Yeah.
it could be if you have a good plan for it. The only problem is you know CIS it's all about order control and it's going to be hard to keep that order control on the when you have things on either end of the table, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Long march again, another maybe. I think the tanks can get across there really fast. And it's a maybe, not a like a disarray is more of a no. than a yes in that maybe range. Long March is more of a yes than a no in the maybe range. I just, I like to I'd like to think through the other ones and what I have, right?
Fair enough. To me, Long March with this list is an automatic yes.
Okay.
Because of the rules of being able to have half your base hanging forward.
Sure. I think where I kind of, where my questioning starts to come in with Long March is more towards the some of the objectives that we picked, where payload becomes pretty evenly split on a Long March in my head. Yeah. And I want to have more of the advantage if I'm picking my deck. And so I just kind of hold this one. It's more towards the yes range, but it's definitely a maybe, you know. Major offensive is an absolute yes for me, especially with everything that we have. You could put your little tanks, they can overhang the edge here, so you could put your little tanks on the little panhandle here and just like fly them right in over to the big blocky area.
Easy peasy.
So that's a yes. This is where it's going to get interesting. Rollout is a maybe for me.
Okay.
Because it's here's why.
Okay.
It's a lot like Long March, okay? Because if we look at what we have left, and if we're blue player, hemmed in and danger close with our deck are gonna be way better for us and quicker for us to score victories on. Than it would be for rollout or Long
March. That's fair. We'll get there when we talk to hemmed in, but I hear what you're saying. Yes.
So I have Long March and rollout maybes, more yeses, but maybes. Okay.
Sure.
Hemmed in. Hemmed in, blue player, payload.
I, at this point in my Legion career, I should really just tear up my hemmed in cards because I have never in my life, I have never won a game on hemmed in.
All right.
So if you're a play against me out there, folks, just play hemmed
in. Force hemmed in.
Force hemmed in. Win. The odds tell you that you are guaranteed to win because I have a 0% win rate on hemmed in. My normal win rate is about 50-50, which I've measured before, fun fact. But hemmed in, automatic zero, so automatic L for me.
I have found hemmed in, especially with a double heavy list, hemmed in, like blue player, hemmed in, double heavy. You just put them right here in the little nubbin that goes up here, and they do whatever they want, and no one can stop them.
That's fair.
So, and then danger close. So basically in this list, you could put both your tanks up here. You could put both your tanks at the bottom and you're just like rolling them over into their deployment. Like within range. Yeah. You're absolutely getting there.
Oh yeah. Well, my God, you move once, you're already in your range two whipping range. So you're shooting your full boat and doing whatever else you need to do. And
So I'm putting in danger close. That's a for sure. Now,
fair.
Out of these three, Tim, I'm hemmed in. But where are you at? What do you think?
I think I like Long March, but I think I'd probably be team rollout, just because you have so many more options and so much more freedom to do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, the thing with rollout too is just you can't. You can deploy your vehicles outside the deployment zone, but you can't also do bombing run.
Right. Correct.
So that's something you got to watch, right?
Yes. Very true. Very true.
And so why I kind of sometimes pull that out, especially if I have bombing run in vehicles, is if you are going for the bombing run and there's a potential your opponent could go for rollout, and then it kind of negates the rollout anyways. So, you know, in my eyes, hemmed in is the one I would pick here. And but I think at home, you've got to make your decision, right, between these threes, because Tim's a yes on these two. I'm a maybe on them, but I'm a definite on hemmed in with this objective deck.
And again, I'm not saying you're wrong about Hemden. I'm just saying personally, it's not
Right.
touching mine.
All
It's not
right.
touching my deck.
So I'm going to put in Hemden. So we've got battle lines, major offensive, danger close, Hemden. Our conditions. So we want hostile. Clear conditions. Now this, I'll go in order. Sorry. So clear conditions is a probably, but let's see where else we go with like
It's
looking
easy.
through.
Yeah, it's yeah.
But hostile for sure. Droids and having vehicles. Nothing cares. Hostile, yes. Now, limited, I would strongly consider with this list. Because
Fair, fair.
no one could get, I don't have anything really ranged besides the tanks. And if my plan, based on all of my objectives, is just to ram them into you and get them in
Yeah.
your lines, I do not care about limited viz. But you know what does? Everything range four, snipers, like everything
Yeah.
else cares about this.
Rocket launchers.
Right. So if I'm giving my tanks, let's say, so ideally in a double heavy list, you're giving your tanks the orders first, okay? If I'm gonna give my tanks the orders, ideally they're going last. So I would really like to stop them from shooting them up before they go. So one of the ways to do that is limited viz. You can't shoot them because you're not allowed to shoot past range two. And if you're dumb enough to get within range two,
You won't die.
right. There's
You
you've
won't
got
die.
different problems.
Yeah,
So
right.
I'm a yes
Exactly.
on this. I'm gonna hold it up there just for now so that we could go through each one.
I agree with you, but yes, yeah, I got you.
Okay. Minefield is a absolute yes with vehicles.
Okay.
Because they just run over them and they block from anybody else exploding.
They get hit, but yeah.
Yeah, they do, but no one else
Yeah.
does.
That's fair.
No to rapid
No,
reinforcements.
God,
Nothing in this
no.
list does well with that. No to
No.
fortified positions. I don't want to give my enemy any more cover than I have to.
Yep.
A more no than yes, maybe to supply
Yeah.
drop, just because I don't think I care. And then
Okay.
War Weary is a yes, I think, for this list.
Thinking about it. No, because if Grievous is going up to the front, if he's going to go be fighting up front, the rest of those B1s are not,
That's
which
true.
means they're going to be outside of his command bubble, which means if they get shot twice, they're panicking.
Sure, but how much do I care about that?
Okay, just depends on your objectives, but
It,
okay.
right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So I have maybe one objective, key positions that I maybe care about that.
I guess I just don't like throwing away units. I hate throwing away
That's fair.
units.
All right, so let's go back. So limited viz is an absolute in. So we have hostile and limited viz.
Agreed. Hostile
Now,
limited viz.
minefield, I think, is an in with vehicles. I always put minefield in with my
Okay.
vehicles.
Yeah, I don't hate that. I don't hate that.
So clear or war weary, I think if you even like right now, let's say Tim and I are the voices in your head, and one voice is saying, I like war weary, and the other voice is saying, well, but what about this? Just go clear conditions. Because it's a not questionable choice at all.
Or supply drop, because I have my argument for this. You can make your B1s really useful. You make them from going doing nothing. If they tap those boxes, they could either get repairs or heals.
True.
Either one
It's just
are
such
great
a
for you.
slot machine in my head.
Oh,
And
sure.
a
That's
lot
totally
of
fair.
times I like, oh, I did this, and then like all my B1s would get like back to. Which I guess would be okay for Grievous if I could get him
Yeah.
back there, but
But they
like,
have to, I was gonna say they have to be up to next to
right.
him to do
So
it, yeah.
I'm gonna go clear because we have so many questions with the other two that clear is a
That's
non.
fair.
It's just like, yeah, why wouldn't you put clear in here, right?
I always call supply drop clear conditions plus, but yes, I got you.
But my problem with that is you're also giving a potential advantage to your opponent on the same side. It's
That's
just
true.
adding. Like a randomizer to the battlefield, which I guess is fun at times, but I don't
That's my
know that
style.
this list can stomach randomizers, especially
That's
some of the
fair.
stuff in that deck.
No, I see where you're coming from, and I again, I don't think you're
Just talking it
inherently
out.
wrong. I
I'm
get
never
that.
inherently wrong. I always find my way there, though. But it doesn't just, I don't inherit it. And so, okay. So now we've got our battle decks. We've got the whole thing built out. Man, I thought we were going to get through like multiple lists. I think just one is
No,
going to
this just this one.
get.
I already wrote that off in my head.
But it's good because I think you people at home will get to see like how you know.
Yes, I think this is the process is more important than the actual list, because you can sit on the toilet and make five different lists, whatever. That's fine.
Okay. So I come back to my list. I'm still at 7-Eleven, right? So now I'm gonna look at what I
Get a
have.
Slurpee.
I'm gonna get a Slurpee. I'm gonna get a big gulp.
God, now I want a Slurpee.
So I think we know what we're doing now, and I think we've known it from the beginning, is we're either heading right towards our opponent's key position through to their deployment, or we're protecting our payload, right? Or disrupting their payload. I think really with this list, if you have payload, you're probably putting all the B1s on the payload, and then you're running the tanks, Grievous, and the Magna Guard at their payload, right? And trying to disrupt it. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
With that being said, do we see any command that we would want to put on Grievous? We
I
don't
mean,
really need aggressive tactics
okay.
because okay, here's why. Most of the things we're giving orders to, besides Grievous, most of the things that'll have orders for at least 3 to 4 turns already surge. Tanks surge both offense and defense. The Magna Guard surge.
On
So
offense.
on offense, right? Not on defense, but I think we can do some tech to help with that.
Normally, well, also with retinue, we haven't even talked about retinue,
Right.
because retinue is going to trigger range two for if each one of those are in a tank, you have to be each tank just has to be range two from the other tank,
Right.
and then you're getting it, you're
Yeah.
probably just going to dodge most of the time, and
Yep.
there you go. So there you go.
You don't need commanding presence. A steam leader. I like a steam leader with droids, but you're not going to really be around the droids for the most part. So,
Agreed.
and you're not
Agreed.
going to throw Magna Guard with the steam leader, so it's just improvise orders you absolutely don't need with this list.
No, not with droids. Not with this droid list, especially.
You don't need inspiring presence. Now maybe if we use War Weary.
Yeah, I think if you use
But
War
we
Weary,
didn't.
you could also. Yeah, I could see that.
You're not
But
going to use lead by example.
nope.
Strict orders, not going to use it. Maybe,
Yeah,
but probably not.
probably not.
We don't need underworld connections at all.
That's an easy one.
And we don't really need vigilance.
See, this is where I would disagree with you.
Not for 12
Because
points, we don't need vigilance.
I think in this list, you got the points. I think that vigilance could help keep Grievous alive.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's come back to it.
Okay, I
All
agree.
right, all
I agree.
right.
It is expensive. It is absolutely
I'm not going
expensive.
to say no, but let's see it. Let's this is my process, right? Where I
It
go,
feels like I'm
okay.
asking you for something for Christmas, where like I'm not
Yeah.
saying
I'm
no.
not saying no. I'm just saying we'll talk. We'll discuss it. Let me talk about it with your mom.
You leave
Okay.
nothing for out of this.
So let's go to the Magna Guard. So let's go to their training
Yes.
slots.
Yes.
Now, duck and cover, I don't think it's something that they would use. Endurance, maybe. I don't think so. Maybe.
Maybe,
Hunter, no. I don't really care about that right now. Into the fray, very interesting with them.
Because I mean, they got the two training spots too, so
Yeah. So I think into the fray is going on them. But let's
fair.
go through the other ones. Offensive push, maybe. That's a good, it's not
Maybe.
bad. Get an aim. Don't need Sentinel. Don't
Nope.
need Overwatch.
Nope.
Protector.
It's a guardian unit,
It's
technically. I know a
yeah.
lot, you know how many times people forget that IG actually have
Yeah.
a guardian? I forget half the time that they have guardian. But Yeah, I could see arguing for it for sure.
Situational awareness.
Always. I'm sorry, but always. Yep. It's 4 points. Right. That's baked into my Magnus.
So, all right, we'll put situational on because I agree with you. It's 100%. Tenacity, maybe. Up close and personal, no.
No.
So really, I think you want to put another train. We absolutely want to put another training on them. It's between yep. Into the Fray and Protector.
Yep. I would say Into the Fray. I don't think
I agree.
I don't think you're doing a whole lot of protecting in this list.
No. I think you want the Surge.
Yeah.
All right, great. And we again, don't want
that's
no,
that's
no
range
grenades.
One of the tank too while they're in the tank.
Yep. Yep.
No.
No, no grenades. Grenades are dumb.
The only one I could see an argument for would be smoke grenade. But yeah. I don't think you should. I'm just saying if you wanted to.
Maybe.
Just throwing it out there. I don't think I've ever used a smoke grenade in my life. But
so now we're at 719. We absolutely can put another B1 in.
You can do that. You also have the points to upgrade that naked Magna Guard, the extra yep. boy, into the RPS.
The whip or the whip. Do you want the RPS? Why would you want the RPS if you're going to be in lines?
Because it's really good. Sure. Because it's range 1 to 4.
All right, let me make some arguments here.
I'm not saying the whip is bad. I think the whip is good if you're getting the melee, but the RPS is good all the time.
Sure.
And it's still another body.
We could do that.
That throws 2 black dice.
Or
in melee.
We could spend some of those points and get us some PK series.
Okay. PK421. I know it's TK421. Relax. But yes. Yeah. I think every droid list these days should have some PKs in there. I really do.
What about 3? So now we go back. Okay, so we go back to that guard, right?
Yeah. You could fit the you should be able to fit the whip, I think. Yeah.
Not the whip. Yeah, I mean the whip, not the RPS.
You can fit the whip, not the RPS. Yeah. That's
listen,
fine.
I understand the RPS is good. I do. But I don't, in my vision of this list, I'm never going to be shooting with these guys. I'm always going to be like my goal 100% is to get them in, crush your spirit, and then just keep crushing your spirit.
And my disclaimer was I forgot. I thought the RPS was 1 to 4. It's 2 to 4.
It's 2 to 4.
So
yeah.
I think that actually in this list, that gives me more of an argument for the Electro Whip. So yeah, I'm with you there. I'm back on board with you.
Okay, great. So right now, for everybody listening, we are at 799. We have 9 acts. We have 2 tanks with defense protocols on board comms channel. We have Grievous, up close and personal, Annihilator. We have the Magna Guard with the whip, situational awareness, Into the Fray, and comms jammer. 2 battle droids naked. 3 we PK series droids. This is, I think, a very, very decent list.
The only thing I would say is I would have to play this through a few times to figure out which I would prefer.
Yeah.
I could see dropping one of those PK to make it a HQ uplink. Because you have no surefire way to
that.
Get orders to those B1s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the B1s can also trigger an order over to the IG if need be. If need be. That's probably not what you want to happen, but I'm talking about like in a pickle.
Oh god. Uh-oh. You know what I would do? You know what for you? I think you're right. And I'm gonna go ahead and put an HQ uplink. So I took one of the PKs out, I put an HQ uplink, and we have 3 points. So you could
I think you take the bid.
Think so?
I think none of what you're playing is playing for a tie.
Yeah.
No, except maybe payload, but really with your payload, you're trying to push it forward. So you're really not playing payload for the tie. So really everything you're doing, you don't care about ties, but you do care about getting the objectives you want. So I think in this current quote unquote meta, I think a 3-point bid is going to get you blue player more often than not, really.
Yeah.
Unless you have a deep bid.
You know, listen, if you really wanted to, you could go no bid. My recommendation, we have 3 points left. I would almost consider an integrated comms antenna.
I think
just,
that's fair.
Just to get a range. Like if Grievous is going to give an order, now he can do it up to 4 if you wanted to go to 800. But I don't disagree with you. I think the bid is fine with this.
Yeah, I think again, if we're talking about tides, it's a different conversation, but those tides are not really in this conversation. So I think you go for it and you take it and you really use that to your advantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that
There you go,
was
folks.
a very deep dive
It was.
into snail tank list building.
Well, and also really, I think a good look into list building in general.
Yeah. Well,
Honestly.
at least how
Yeah.
I do it.
No, I think it's true. But like running through, you really have to think about, it's not just what's good on this unit, it's what's good on this unit in
Yeah.
this list.
Yeah,
Because
well,
again, like Magnus have lots of good things that can go on them.
right.
But like that RPS, like we talked about, at first I was on the RPS side, but then realizing like, in this build, you don't really want that.
Well, and
Like
that's
you'd rather
like,
have the whip.
you know, and back to the way in which I build things. Like, I guess that's kind of an insight into my mind and my process. Because, you know, listen, as much as I'm like on this podcast and we do all this stuff, I don't have everything memorized or like, you know, I know
Sure.
like Kyle and like Mike and those guys, they and Timbo, like they know what they're gonna do before they even get to the table. I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't have everything memorized and I have to like build it out in front of me and like
Yeah.
think about, oh, okay, yeah, right. That's how I would do. Oh, right, Grievous isn't a droid trooper. So that won't work, you know. So I
Yes,
gotta go back
yes.
and forth on that. You know what I mean? And so
Yes.
but yeah, that's just a little insight. So on the snail tank, that's how,
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, though we got there in a roundabout way, I wouldn't have, I think if I was just building that outside of the podcast and outside of Tim, you being here, I don't know that I would have put Grievous in the list. But now that I'm looking at
Fair.
it, I'm happy we did because I
Yeah.
actually think that list might have something. And I like as we built it and we finished up, I was like, oh,
Yeah, I think
I
it's
kind of want
solid.
to try that now. Like, I
Go
think it
for it.
might be really
Do it.
good. Yeah.
I think it's solid. You have, listen, not for nothing. Take everything else away. You got 22 points of armor,
Right.
22 health of armor. Like, those are, once they drop off their packages, which are the units, but
Right.
once you drop those guys off, you're just sitting there shooting.
Yeah.
You're just laying down covering fire.
Yeah.
And you're at range to use all your weapons. Yeah. I think you should give it a shot.
I might. Well, we did it.
We did it. Snails are fun, folks. It's give them a try. They're so fun. They're so fun. They're really cool units. The height is nice compared to the Gav tank. So that's always good to have.
Yeah.
I think they're a lot of fun. I think they're a lot of, again, I think the better firing platform, we can talk about this in another show another time, is the AAT, but the AAT is also more expensive. So if you're looking to chop points, but you still want to bring a heavy, bring a snail. And not for nothing, snails can run, other than the programming, because you have to run programming legally, you can run them naked. And that's fine if
Here's
you
a
want it
re
to.
I think I know the answer, but let's talk about this out loud because it just hit me.
Okay.
Trained in your Jedi arts,
Yep.
if each enemy unit at range one,
Range one of that tank if you're doing it from within the tank.
correct, but I also get a dodge token for each time I do that.
Oh, because of, yes, because
Is it a separate attack?
up close and personal. Yeah, each one's a separate attack. I've done it. Yeah, it's great. Not from within a tank, but yeah. Because it's, you perform an attack
Yeah.
against each enemy
So
unit at,
you could turn one, play a three pip, get in, play his one pip, turn two, and he could mess up a bunch of units and then have like potentially eight, nine dodges on them. And you did it all from without even leaving the tank.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I think you absolutely can. It's, that's, I'm telling you, up close and personal on Grievous is really good.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
Yeah. And listen, people forget, Grievous still has his block.
Yeah.
Right? Like he still has that. A lot of people don't, you know, Force users don't have that anymore. Grievous does. So
yeah,
he can
because
use
you could,
his
so
burst to
you roll
defense.
up in the tank.
Mm-hmm.
You play the one, you play trained in your Jedi arts, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He gets, he would get two attacks. You, I would take two attacks with his piss, or no, I'm sorry. I would take an aim attack.
Yes.
You take the aim, you get your, then take your first ranged attack with your Annihilator.
Mm-hmm. Dodge.
Dodge. Then at the end, or oh, you get a dodge at the top too, because trained in Jedi arts. So you get disengage
right.
and a dodge, right? So
yeah,
you get a dodge, you aim, shoot, get another dodge. Let's say you got four or five units around you, then shoot each one of those units. So you could potentially, like on a low end, I think, have seven dodges.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Totally. It's you make it so no one's shooting Grievous that turn, basically.
Yeah. He's
Because
just
now
a
you're
problem
yeah.
for the rest of the game.
Oh yeah, yeah, because then he's there, right? Because then
Right.
he's there and he's just gonna keep going until he dies. Or you die. One of the,
Yeah.
someone's gonna die. You don't know who, but someone.
Love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, hey,
yeah.
listen, everybody.
Sometimes.
Go play that list if you want. You guys
That's
can
right.
have it. I may play it. We'll see. It sounds fun and interesting. But yeah, that was the snail tank. Next week we'll talk about something else.
All
Maybe
right.
the bus. We'll see.
Yeah, we got lots of options, so that's good.
I do like heavies.
Same. They're interesting.
Yeah.
They make every game interesting.
They really do. But all right, everybody, thanks for listening. Join us next week. Oh, and hey, if you celebrate Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. If you celebrate Hanukkah, I hope that's going well for you. I think we're just about wrapping it up here. And then, or Kwanzaa, or what, you know, whatever you're into, just enjoy
Some
your
could say happy
holidays.
holidays. Yeah, there you go.
I feel so cheap when I say that. Like, I'm trying not to say the holiday, you know, each, it's just like, I want you each to have the best version of your holiday as you can.
Listen, respectfully, I think there's like 14 holidays in this season, so
Yeah, yeah.
happy holidays just covers
Right. If
everything
you're in the
for us.
winter
So,
solstice, whatever
sure.
it is you're into.
Rock out, whatever you want, go for
Yeah.
it. But have a good one regardless.
Exactly. All right. I'm having a Hawaiian Christmas where the palm trees sway.
In Western New York with all the snow.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, yeah. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Join us next week for another edition of the Fifth Trooper podcast.
This has been a Fifth Trooper production.